वेलकम टू एवरीवन। Somebody wrote me a note asking that when I am with Sangha here, it becomes so easy, you know, to follow the path. But back home is very difficult because no friends, nobody. Like nobody really supporting. So I think, you know, this is the case with everyone. And like one way could be that while you are here, try to get established within, so outer situation doesn't bother. Another way will be back home, try to create a sangha, you know, like just invite some friends and sit together. And I think hopefully this will also happen there. So if anyone has any questions from yesterday or anything. Then
Could you say a few words about yourself?
About myself? Huh?
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, I'm one like you, you know, like having everything same. I was born in Hindu family, and like still, and I'm like, I never left family, but like inside I found myself like religionless, kind of, you know, or with all the religions, you know, whatever makes sense. But yeah, I think that is what I know about myself. Kabir singing today. Na hari bhajas na aadat chuti. Sabdahi samuj sudharat nahi. Audhar bhaye hiyahu ki phuti. पानी मह पखान को रेखा ठूकत उठे भभूखा सहस घड़ा नित उठ जल डारो फिर सूखे का सूखा सेत ही सेत सेत अंग भव सेन बाढ़ अधिकाई जो सनिपात रोगिया माटे सो साधन सिद्ध पाई अनहद कहत कहत जग बिन से अनहद सृष्टि समानी निकट पयाना जमपुर धावे बोले एके बानी सतगुर मिले बहुत सुख लहिए सतगुर शब्द सुधारे कहें कबीर ते सदा सुखी हैं जो यह पद विचारे। So, Kabir describing about ourselves. Saying since since we jump like a if we watch our life, like life is kind of like always reactionary, you know, like something comes and we react to that instead of letting that in and probably another way of describing this will be like a we meet in life many people who have very strong mind and almost there is no chance to get in, you know, like if as soon as you try you are bumped out, kind of there is that kind of mind and then there will be another kind of mind which seems like listening to you, you know, like there is like little space that you go in, means what you say that goes in, but always comes back, what like, you know, whatever they know, they don't want to change, you know, like there is like little space found that you can go in, means like what you say, you can go in, but there is no consideration of what you say, you know, always comes what, how they feel, another kind of mind. Then another kind of mind could be that really takes you in and considers and then it speaks about it. And another kind of mind could be like maybe not mind, you know, more like a heart and really takes in and allows responses to come. So what Kabir is trying to say that generally we are so much tight, like having no space. Another way could be like, you know, if you have a for your living, you know, like a very small room where you can put only your bed, nothing else. So like anybody who will come in, you will immediately like to go out because, you know, there is no space. And if you have like little bigger house or bigger room, then friends can stay in, like little bit stay in. More bigger house, more people can be there. So what Kabir is trying to say that generally because we are so tight, like we are so kind of like convinced that I know. Like generally, each conviction is not knowing, and out of that conviction, I immediately react. And what he's saying, like, na hari bhajas, means since we are not trying to create more space within, hari bhajas means creating more space. And this is why the habit to bump out, to jump out, doesn't go away. You know, it's always same words, like always reacting same way. And probably, you know, after little bit, like we feel little bit, but again, same situation come and same kind of reaction come. So Kabir is saying, since we don't create more space, don't become spacious, so always same kind of reactivity comes. Like we kind of like we become like a walking reactor instead of like a human, you know, instead of taking things in. And you know, I might be totally wrong, but I might need some love as a human. So if you can listen me, and knowing that I'm completely wrong, and knowing that this person maybe needs some love, and give like from the space, if you can give some love to me, maybe is a different story, like maybe a kind of like another kind of relation starts instead of like I am bumped out. So Kabir is saying, since we don't create more space within, so always this bumping out happens. And now he's saying, sabdahi samuj sudharat nahi aundhar bhaye hiyah ki phuti. And actually, like we are so much convinced with the knowledge of our words that we feel that, you know, I don't need any reforming around my understanding. I don't need any reforming around my understanding because I understand words. And Kabir is saying that looks like I have become blind, looks like I lost my eyes, as well as, you know, there is an eye in the heart which really sense, really, if given chance, sensing happens. So Kabir is saying, since I am reacting so immediately, that there is not chance for that I to respond to see, like even like it's immediately kind of like I come with my conviction and that is how it should be, you know, like there is no probably I think, you know, I will say I'm not human, you know, kind of like, because I really don't consider anything. So Kabir is saying that actually another kind of sensitivity which was possible from the heart, that also get lost, because reactivity happens quickly with so much firmness that there is no chance from any other faculty to take over. And from this, like a, from this kind of no space, we also try to talk about love, you know, and probably very beautiful words, you know, like certainly very, very beautiful words, but Kabir is saying it's same as a stone inside the water. Like talking about love from this you can say closed space, it's same as a stone inside the water. As soon as you hit, there will be fire. Even inside water, like the, when two stones are hit, there is like, what is this? Like the spark, yeah. So Kabir is saying like, from this kind of like closed space, we really talk about love and words are so great. But as soon as, like it, Kabir is saying it will be same as a stone inside water, you know, is really water around, feels like wet, but no change. As soon as you hit, spark happen, you know, as soon as like reactivity come, you know, instead of like swallowing in and like finding a chance to speak. Like generally, looks like we have no time. So like, it comes like immediate reaction. Sahas ghrada nit uthi jal dare fir sukhe ka sukha. And on the stone, you can keep on pouring thousands of bucket water, but still, stone will be stone, you know, it will be always dry, there will be no melting possibility. So, as human, we really need to find more space within, or find more faculties than the mind to act.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bit confused because different people seem to use the word mind in different ways. I wonder, like, when you say it and when Kabir says it, it's maybe a big question, but what do you mean using the word mind?
Like, mind means like the probably the conviction, you know. But I adopted, like, instead of felt way, really like based on others, like receiving information, you know, like that. That is what he will mean by mind. सेतहि सेत सेत अंग भो सेन बाढ़ अधिकाई Kabir is saying, as long as it's loving acceptance is not there, like if loving acceptance is not there, and words are coming loving, so Kabir is saying that probably, like in having like very high fever, many times people speak like differently. Many times it feels like coming from the love, but without having this spaciousness, like they will be like mere words, nothing behind them. And and like it's not the words, but like something behind the words which works, like in life, you know, it's not like many times we hear from loving people, you know, not loving words, you know, like really words are harsh, but there is a lot of love behind, and they really work. And many times with like that kind of like very, very closed people, we hear great words, but there is nothing behind, you know, almost dry. We really feel that you know, is this is not what person means, like what words mean. Like, you know, there is meaning of person is different than the meaning of word many times. So he's saying actually is not the words, but probably life behind the words, which works, which really gives us good feeling. Anahad kahat, kahat jan bin se, anahad srashti saman. And Kabir is saying that many, many people use this word, same words, that the existential sound, and anahat means some sound which is not created by anyone, like sound of probably presence of what is will be anahat. So Kabir is saying, as long as that is not realized, that is spoken as word, it will not mean anything. It will be just mere word, and like in the presence of what is, like the whole creativity, whole creation comes out of that. Like once somebody realizes that presence, probably as sound, also that person understands the unfolding of creation. So saying like, it's not that by word one will understand, but by realizing that, understanding will come. निकट पयाना जमपुर धावे बोले एक के बाण। Like same words spoken, one may be realized one and another not realized one, and Kabir is saying that one who is speaking same words without realizing, will always be fearful about death, to death, and one realizing and speaking, there will be no fear for the death, like there will be death will be welcomed. सतगुर मिले बहुत सुख लहिए सतगुर शब्द सुधारे। In Kabir describing that when somebody who is using words after realizing like there will be a like probably he's using Sabda Sudhare, means questioning about understanding. Like when somebody speaks through realization, always questioning happens. Like we really question our understanding, and if only words are being spoken, then questioning will not be there. Like what he means to say, that accidentally some kind of doubt about me will come. Like if my understanding is only via the words and I am listening somebody who is speaking through realization, like a natural doubt about me will happen. Like I will start doubting my understanding, and maybe also saying Sabda Sudhare, also slowly grow to that understanding, like the where understanding is realized. कहें कबीर ते सदा सुखी हैं जो यहाँ पर दही बिचारे। एंड कबीर saying certainly those people who start doubting, start creating more space around understanding, start involving love, certainly like he's saying, they come to understand, they really maybe they come to realization, they realize and a very different way of life appears through them. It's not bumpy, not sparky, like relaxed life comes through them. So if you have any questions, please. The stones, like he was trying to say, that like from the mental understanding, from the understanding of words, I might use love as word, but I will not change. You know, I will be same hard, you know, same bumpy, you know, same sparky as the stone. Like example he's giving, like even if stone is in the water, still spark happens. So it's not the words which are going to change the life, but like the realized understanding, maybe. Like that's what he mean. Like when.
So the stones are the words?
Like, you know, the understanding of the, like, through the words. Yeah. Like, generally, like, we have this kind of like a adapted knowledge, you know, like somewhere we really went for that. And I think, like, that knowledge everyone knows. But that knowledge is not being lived, like, you know, like generally we find ourselves, you know, after committing something, you know, find ourselves being very wise, saying that I should have done it differently, like, everyone. And this is what he's kind of mentioning, that maybe if we really try to understand differently, not through the words, then that will be different.
I wasn't sure. Did you say something about the unstruck chord, the music with no sound?
Yeah, like anahat is the probably because the existence is like very alive, you know. Like we cannot say life is there, you know, because life means when manifest, when coming in form. Before coming to form, you know, there is aliveness. And aliveness has a kind of like sound, in this hall, nobody is sitting. So when you come, the experience will be different. And when somebody is already sitting, even if you don't see, there will be like some different experience. So that way, like when something alive is there, there is a sound. So like he's saying, like actually, we talk about anahat. Like many people talk about that, but without realizing. And he was meaning that doesn't mean, that will be like if that realization is not there, that is not realized, then it will be like simply a word, nothing more. Yeah.
You said that when we listen from someone who has realized understanding, we may begin to have doubt to make some space. And does with realized understanding those doubts just go?
That's what he's saying, like slowly, like Satgur Sabd Sudhare. He's saying like slowly the understanding around, like with the words we have, that keeps on kind of getting, not solid. Like generally understanding I have, it's like very solid, like there is no space for anything other. And probably life needs space. Like even if I understand correctly, my understanding of today cannot match tomorrow because situations change. Like life keeps on unfolding. So like that's why he's saying that like a solid kind of understanding doesn't work with life, because life is not solid, life keeps on unfolding day by day, I think second by second, probably if we divide second also, that will, be the case. So that's why he's saying like, Satgur Sabd Sudhare, like when somebody realizes, speak to you, then always keeps on pointing you, this is good, but only for now, not for the future, So this is why he's saying like, it keeps on changing, it keeps on pointing, and like you are not like holding, can have some quiet time.